Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Is that me? Is that my cue?
Yeah, that's your cue.
Okay, got it.
Go!
Starbucks, this is for you, Dale. The caramel hot chocolate that they have is ranked as the worst holiday drink of 2019.
I am so happy to see them ranked as worst as something. Man, I hate those.
Something Dale has known for years.
I know.
You may ask why. Well, the largest serving contains 758 calories and 93.7 grams of sugar.
Oh, my. Gosh,
that's three times the adult's daily allowance.
You know, though, the truth is that all those sweet flavored drinks that you get at Starbucks you think are awesome, they're all loaded with so much sugar.
No, they can't.
That's what makes them taste good. It's like the food at P.F. Chang's.
Get MyFitnessPal. Get that at MyFitnessPal and track what you eat for a week.
And you'll stop eating. You'll never eat. There's so many things you'll never eat again.
Yeah. Speaking of eating stuff, this is for you, Dale, and for me. Maybe not so much for him. Well, yeah, you like cheesecake, don't you?
No.
No? All right, Dale, this is for you. Cheesecake Factory is celebrating the holidays. They are bringing back their peppermint bark cheesecake.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going today.
That was easy.
It sounds so good. I love their cheesecake. I hate the wait there. I won't wait, but I like the cheesecake.
Yeah, to go, can't you?
Yeah, you can, but sometimes there's a wait there. It's ridiculous. Oh.
It is. I would not want to live in this town. It's in Wausau, Wisconsin. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, more than likely. But they made it illegal to throw snowballs. An ordinance forbids snowball tossing on public property, including sidewalks, streets, and schools. Violators will be fined. The mayor says, quote, "It really is an interest of public safety. A lot of it is just consideration and common sense. You don't throw stuff at people, period."
Put your eye out.
So you're on this. You're agreeing with him.
You know, I don't think you should outlaw snowball fighting. But if it's in a public parking lot and some jackass is throwing snowballs at you while you're trying to load your groceries, that's not fun.
You're right. A new survey found that the average American will spend how much do you think on snacks throughout their entire life?
$25,000.
I looked. It's like $28,900.
Is it really?
$28,766.
Holy mackerel, man. Listen, look at me.
So smart.
Wow.
Should we just call it a wrap at that?
That is amazing. I can't believe I came that close.
Dale's so shocked and impressed.
I know.
Look at him. Last but not least, here's a fun fact for the day. High heels were originally created for men. Egyptian butchers, used them to avoid stepping in blood.
Do you know what a nightmare that sounds like to be tiptoeing around the tile floor covered in blood in high heels?
How hard is it to walk in high heels?
It's not hard, but it's not a lot of them, for whatever reason, this is when it sucks to be a woman, they don't put like a good grip, a good sole on there.
Right.
It'll be a very smooth, slippery sole. And you literally have to go outside and scuff them up. You'll see chicks just like scuffing their, because it's anytime it's wet or a tile floor, you're like, oh, cool, this is how I die.
They do that to men's shoes too. And today there's a new kind
of. Yeah, but they're not 6 inches high.
Right, you're right, but they're slippery in there. There's also a new kind of sneaker sole out there that they're using. Nike uses a lot of it. And when it gets wet, it's really super slippery.
What is the point?
Yeah, it's a sneaker. It's supposed to help me stick to the ground.
Don't you hate that? When you're walking, you have to walk like very like tenderly. You're like, don't fall, don't fall.
Yeah, I'll just stick to my high heels.
But this brings to mind that Amy has this weird phobia thing about she's wondering if she looks good walking.
No, okay, so it's, okay, my dad walks weird, okay? And we all made fun of him. Even when I was a kid. Like, I haven't talked to him since I was 14 years old. And this is how ingrained, besides the other trauma he's induced in my life, it's the way he walks. And I'm like, don't walk like Tom. Don't walk like Tom.
So that's what you're thinking.
So in my head, I'm like, don't walk weird. I've become, yeah, because I don't want to walk like him. He walks, he's a cop. So yeah. He's got that cop walk where it looks like he's carrying invisible luggage.
Yeah.
From years of having a belt on, I guess. I'm like, put the bags down, bro.
This has been today's edition of...
One, two, three.
You need to know. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.